The Lord be with you.
And
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. When Jesus heard that John had been arrested, he withdrew to Galilee. He left Nazareth and went to live in Capernaum by the sea, in the region of Zebulun and Naphtali, that what had been said through Isaiah the prophet might be fulfilled. Land of Zebulun and land of Naphtali, the way to the sea beyond the Jordan, Galilee of the Gentiles. The people who sit in darkness have seen a great light. On those dwelling in a land overshadowed by death, light has arisen. From that time on, Jesus began to preach and say, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." He went around all of Galilee, teaching in their synagogues, proclaiming the gospel of the kingdom, and curing every disease and illness among the people. His fame spread to all of Syria, and they brought to him all who were sick with various diseases and racked with pain, those who were possessed, lunatics, and paralytics, and he cured them. And great crowds from Galilee, the Decapolis, Jerusalem, and Judea, and from beyond the Jordan followed him. The Gospel of the Lord. Good. So once again, good morning, brothers and sisters. A little tiny chilly morning here for you in the midst of our, it's like spring in January. This is really bizarre. It's going to get warm again. Nothing to do with my homily. I don't know why I'm saying any of that. A little tiny thought for you today about our saint for the day, Saint André Bessette. I'd like to tell you about him because he's one of my favorites. André Bessette is a contemporary of ours. He only died in 1937, less than 100 years ago. And Saint André lived his entire life in Montreal as a lay brother in the Congregation of the Holy Cross. And you know how some saints are prodigies? I mean, God has his roses in his garden. Some saints are prodigies, like Catherine of Siena, for example. Catherine of Siena was having mystical visions of Jesus Christ at the age of 5, okay? God can raise up a Rembrandt when he wants to. Some saints, you know, they're great scholars like Thomas Aquinas or Augustine, or they were great leaders, kings, bishops, queens, princes. Saint André was none of those things. You talk about a guy who had absolutely nothing going for him. André Bessette was born poor, orphaned at the age of 12, never learned to read. He worked 4 years as a mill worker and finally joined the Congregation of the Holy Cross at the age of 25 as a lay brother. And he spent his entire life answering the door, sorting the mail, and doing the laundry. That's it. That's all he ever did. In fact, he was sick almost his entire life, and all the other brothers and priests in the congregation, they tried to kick him out. They thought he was a burden on the community. And that's how he ended up with the door-answering job. Brother André used to joke, "They tried to show me the door, and I stayed there for 40 years. But he had a closeness to Jesus Christ. He was a friend of God. And you know, you just can't keep that hidden. God wanted everybody to know that. And so one day, a woman came to the house in Montreal asking for prayers for her dying son. Without a moment's hesitation, Brother André told her, "Go home, your son has been cured." Like a scene right out of the Bible. She goes home, and lo and behold, her son is perfectly healthy, completely cured. Now, if you ever want to draw crowds to a church, it's really easy. All you have to do is start miraculously healing people. Right? Works every time. So people started showing up by the thousands, asking for prayers. And Brother André would answer the door, and he would simply say, "I'll pray for her. I'll pray for him. I'll pray for her." And then go home. And there was cure after cure. And if you ever wanted to make Brother André mad, just tell him that he's curing people. He insisted all he ever did was say prayers. God is the one who worked all the miracles. And by the time he was an old man, Brother André was receiving 200 letters a day from people all over the world asking for his prayers, 80,000 letters a year. And when he died, more than 1 million people lined up to pay their respects. And I heard kind of an amusing interchange, a funny exchange just recently, where one guy said, you know, in this new year, I'm going to become my best self. And the other person answered, I've found that I get far better results when I try to become more like Jesus Christ than when I try to become my best self. And St. Andre was canonized because he reminds us that it's the Christ in you and not the you in you that makes all the difference. It says here in the Gospel, great crowds followed after Jesus Christ. Well, great crowds are still following after Jesus Christ and trying to find him. Let's ask for the prayers of the saints today that in us they might find him. St. Andre Bessette, pray for us.